Tonight's shir, Simon Lamed Beis, Se'if Chof Dalet, and Se'if Chof He. Se'if Chof Dalet. Mutter Lichtoiv Al Mekoim HaGerer, V'amekom HaMachok, Afilu Askar. It's permitted to write on the parchment where you scratched off or erased, Afilu Askar, even the Shem Hashem. You really shouldn't erase when it's still moist. Let it dry well. Because then it's very easy to scrape off. There won't be any mark remaining on the parchment residue of the ink. Hagerer mikri keshagar mishin siyabesh. The word gerer we use when you scrape off dry ink. V'amachok mikri kishamachoko ba'odolach, as opposed to machok is to erase when the ink is moist. U'mashakosav v'lo yimchok, so when the Shulchan Aruch says, don't erase it when it's moist, but let it dry first, this is Eitz HaTeiva kamashalon, it's giving you an Eitz HaTeiva. V'ayin b'primagodim shakosav, if you look at primagodim, he writes, dim yishar'er shum roishum deyoy, that if there's actually a mark of the ink that remains residue on the parchment. Afilu b'diyaved yesh chashash b'zeh. There's a concern even b'diyaved. V'afilu teva ba'almo d'lo askara, even a word that has nothing to do with Hashem Hashem. Also lichtov makom zeh should not be written on parchment where there's still the mark of the ink on the parchment, because then it connects the whole letter and the letter doesn't have the proper tzura. So you have to eliminate all the ink from the parchment before you continue to write. Se'if Chav Hei. Kol ois shechesuva shelo ketikno. Any letter that's written inappropriate, vein surasa aleh, it doesn't have the proper shape, could go noga regal ha'aleph, begaga aleph, whether the leg of the aleph is touching the body of the aleph, openea aleph, ba'panim begach tachter, or the yud above the aleph that touches the body of the aleph below. O shahay regel ha-hey, or regel ha-kuf nogim, or if the hanging leg of the hey or kuf touch the roof above. O shahay oisaches chaluk l'shtey osios, or a letter that's split to two. Kigon sadi shekosav yud nun, the letter sadi which appears as a yud and a nun. O shin shekosav ayin yud, or you're supposed to write the letter Shin, but it looks like an Ayin with a Yud at the end. O Ches Shnei Zainin, or maybe a Ches, which looks like two Zayins. V'achash HaKosav L'fanav, and then you continue to write Chazav HaTiknam, and then go back to fix it. Harish Lo Kesidran Upsul, that's out of order and it's possible. Avala Hafrid or Oysir Sadavuka is Achash HaKosav L'fneim Shapadami. But just to separate letters that touch after I continue to write would be okay. The kivin sha'oisu ras aleh, since the letter has a shape, kishemafrida mechaverta, when you separate it from the adjacent one, lohavi kikosu, we don't call that writing, so it's not a problem of shalokasidon. Let's type here and look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, tzif katan kuf yud dalet. Kol ois v'chulu. Se'if zeh yivar bo din shlokasidin. This paragraph is going to explain the halacha of out of order. V'nyonav aruchin. It's actually rather lengthy. V'achla b'ksar. I'm going to give a brief, general introduction. B'din zeh yesh bo shalosh protim. There are three details that you have to know. Aleph, the first. Im yesh kilkul be'ezeh ois. If the letter was written improperly. Ben Shanasa zeh be'ez haksiva, whether this happened when you wrote it, o Shanasa la'ach haksiva, or it happened after it was written, im nir le'ein koil, if everyone can see, she'ein suroso olav, that it doesn't look the way it should, kigon yud, for instance, the letter yud, she'chosel ragl ha'yamoni, it's missing the right leg that makes it into a yud, o shin, she'chosel yud echad, or a shin, then instead of having three yud up top, it's missing one, only has two. Anything similar to this, that the letter is missing something, and by the fact that it's missing, it doesn't have its shape, even if it doesn't take on the appearance of a different letter, V'kasa l'fanav, and you continue to write, lo mahana l'shum tikun, you can't fix it anymore. V'afilu im eira shahatinu kero l'ois, even if it happens and a child looks at it and realizes what it's supposed to be, afilu hachi parsa, that's still no good. Mishum shalo kasidim, because you're writing the ois out of order. V'kol shekein im ayde kilkulo v'chasroinoi nidmul ois acher, and how much more so, if by the error and lacking, it actually looks like a different letter. Go dalad doimel reish. It's supposed to be a dalad, but it looks like a reish because you didn't square off the back. O beis doimel chaf, or maybe the beis looks like a chaf. O ches she beregel smolo yesh hefsek bein a regel agag, or maybe you're supposed to be the letter ches, but the left leg isn't touching the top. There's a space. Venir a kehei. So anyone looking at it thinks it's a hey. O tzadik she yesh bo hefsek bein a kom negiya sayud laatz muso, or the tzadi where the yud is supposed to touch the body, it's not. V'nir le'en kol ki yud v'nun. It looks like a yud followed by a nun. V'chol ke gavner, anything like that. She'en mashkichen al tinuk, even if the child reads it properly, it does not help. V'lo mahane lo tikun, and you can't fix it once you continue to write, because it's so considered. Beis, second rule. Im aidei kilkulo v'chesroinu lo nifsad mitziroso l'gami. If the mistake and the lacking doesn't entirely corrupt the letter. There's a very fine split in the middle of a letter. But when you look at it, you see the real letter, what it's supposed to be. Or maybe the yud above the aleph or above the shin or the leg of the tuf are not touching the way they should to the body of the letter. If a child who's not too smart, not too stupid, looks and knows exactly which letter it's supposed to be, after lo miskasher ois ay dezein, though the letter doesn't become kosher because of this, you still have to fix it. Mishum dein tziros or lo bishleimus, because it doesn't have the complete shape and appearance. Al kaponim mahanizet, the child's indication of what the letter should be is insufficient. The nishar alof ikr tziroso, that we say the main appearance remains, le'inyan she'e mutal esakno, so we can fix it, lo yikari shlo kesidon, and it's not called shlo kesidon. So in the first scenario, the letter is totally possible, it's missing a significant part, so then whether a kid reads it or not is irrelevant. If you continue to write, and then you go back, it's shlo kesidon. Here, it's not missing a significant part, in fact, all the parts are there, but it's just not touching. The slight hefsek between the ink and the body, and you just need to fix that. So in those cases, we don't say it's shelo kesidron. It's got to be fixed. If the child reads it right, it still has the ikur sur of the ois. It's not a pashlo kesidron. The yesh od ofen shishi. Then there's a third halacha. She'af al pi she'ikur sur rosu yesh olov. Even though it has the essential appearance of the letter. V'tinuk kor ol ois. And a child looks, yep, he reads it right away correctly. You still can't fix it. The letter, for instance, the letter is possible for whatever reason. That the only way to fix it is ligor miktsaso, to scrape off from the letter, and write it fresh. For instance, if the leg of the hay or the kuf is touching the top of the ois, negiyadaka kuchudasar, literally a thin hair's length of ink, shetikuno hu ligro kola regal, we're supposed to fix it by scraping off the whole leg with a chas mechosh and writing it fresh. V'lo mahani lehafrodu ba'alma, here you can't just scrape away the connecting ink, v'shem chaktuchos, because of chaktuchos. V'chein, or similarly, noga regular aleph begag ha'aleph, if the leg, or the yud beneath the aleph is touching the aleph above, in where it's not supposed to touch, ukiya gavno, or anything similar, chanal b'sif yudchas, like we said before, sif yudchas. V'eire shekodim tikuna kosafon, before you fixed it, you continue to write ahead. B'zelo yitzviyar shon tikun, in such a case, you can't fix it. V'atzarech ligro kol mashin itlo b'psul, because the requirement would be to scrape off whatever was done wrong, and then when you fix it after that, that's what kesidim. Va'ata nasal bar be'ez Hashem, as if now be'ez Hashem will explain the paragraph. Kol ois shiksuva. It begins by saying any letter which is written shlo ketikna, for adinim niskakal achach, even if it was written ketikna, and something happened later on, and it has this problem. Sifkan kuftas vav ve'ein sura saleh no longer has is tsura. Perishanir le'ein koil, everyone can see. She'ein surasa aleh klal, does not have the appearance that it's supposed to have. Va'after b'noga regula aleph begaga aleph v'pnei aleph begago, even if the leg beneath the aleph touches above, or the yud above the aleph touches the body beneath, o regal hey v'kuf anogin l'malo, or the leg of the hey or the kuf touches the part of the os above it, nikar aleph yidayin ikar tzuris os, when you look at it, you see the tzuris os, v'tinok yikar eilo os, and a child will read it properly, afilo hachi kimin shepasol zeh, ein tikuno kim ayde greis kol mash nasab. So in these cases, the only way to fix it is to scrape off that which was written b'psul, v'chanal b'sif yidches, like we said before, sif yidches, memeila nisbat l'sura sogami, so memeila, it loses its sura, v'misaknim achach avishol kasidron, once you fix it, it's shlo kasidron, so in those cases, you're stuck. Sifkan kuf design, regal aleph, the leg of the aleph, v'hu adin, kol hain the kasva mo b'agosof sif ches hanal. This is true of all the examples the Ramah brought in the end of Si'if Yudches, with the pei, with the shin, and so on. Sefkod yud kuf yud zayin noig im, if they're touching the roof, afilu negiya daka kudasar, even if it's the smallest, finest, thin piece of ink that touches it, it's a problem. Sif kot and kuf yudches, tzadisha kasav, if it looks like two oisius, the tzadi looks like a yud and a nun, perish, shechila kayud mehanun kol kach, the split between the yud and the nun is so much, achinir kishnei oisis, that it actually looks like two letters. And that's the truth of all the cases that the Mechaber brings. It's a very noticeable separation between the parts of the ois. L'chein, therefore, afilum era detina kuro kichoso, even if a child would read it properly, when you have this clear separation within the letter, you can't fix it. We see with our own eyes. You see the other letters. You see the yud and the nun. Therefore, when you fix it later, it's considered a new writing. It's not in order. Similarly, even if they don't take on the shape of other letters, but it's clear it's missing its appropriate shape. What happens if you have a yud and the right leg of the yud is missing? Or the aleph is missing the upper yud. Kol ki gav or anything similar. You can't fix that later on. But if I made my yud and it has the right leg, but I didn't make the left leg, I didn't make the ukitz, after im yishor kach possible, even though to leave it like that is possible, then eno yud kira ui lefidas rov haposkim, most poskim, this is not a proper yud, because the kamam is simen lamadvav, we'll talk about this in simen lamadvav, but since it does have the essential shape of the yud, tafilu blo ukitz shem yud aleh, even without the ukitz, the left spike, it still looks like a yud, so this you can fix. We don't consider it shaloka sidrin. Sifkan kuf yud tas, ayin yud, or the shin that looks like an ayin with the yud, the mem pesucha, or a mem that is in the middle of a letter, of the beginning letter of the word, or the middle letter of the word, shekasav chaf vav, li meshichas atak shmeneim. It looks like a chaf and a vav. You didn't connect the chaf and the vav together. So it'll be the same kind of problem as the tzadi looks like a yud and a nun. Sifkan kuf chaf, o ches shnei zayin, we made the ches looks like two zayins. Afilim osu chut agam, and even if he made the carrot above to connect the zayins, rak shei noigin zelazeh lamal, but they don't touch. He made it to connect them, but they don't connect. V'nikula head ye predosin, and the separation is very distinct, it's very clear. Ha'izu hefsida ikritzuras, it's missing its main shape, its main appearance. Shinir kishnei zayin is supposed to look like two zayins that's connected, and now it's just like two zayins. So it looks like two zayins, that's not what a ches is supposed to be. Ches has that roof connecting the two. Be'er locha has a note in Divrei Maaskal Ois Achas, in this idea of the letter that's split into two. And the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah is saying very clear that it's a very noticeable separation. So Be'er locha begins, the length of Be'er locha, he begins, Re'isi le'eza anoshim, she'poislam b'zeh, in nimse hefsek daka min hadaka, she'en likeris ha'chistaka b'hetev. They will passel even if it's the smallest of the smallest splits that you only notice when you look really close, and they say it's no good. And it basically has a long arichas to show that that's not what we're talking about. That's not the psul we're talking about is when it's very obvious and you don't have to give it very close scrutiny, even if you don't need a magnifying glass. But how close do you have to look to see it? And it brings a very interesting raya later on. Halacha we have before, if you had a very small hole and the ink writes over it, and only if you hold it up to the sun, then you'll see the hole. We don't worry about those kind of holes. So he says the same kind of thing here. If it's a very, very dakam and a daka split, do you have to really look close to see it, to notice it? We'll fix it after Shabbos or whatever it is, we have to fix it. But we're not going to say that that's this case of Mechaber. It's not this case of Mechaber. Mechaber's case is when it's a very obvious. Even though the kid will read it right, it doesn't help the kid to read it right, because when you look at it, you see clearly that it's two oasis. The Chabad continues. V'hu adin, shem lohoye mixas yudin sha'ala alfin v'ashinin v'aynin v'ragli atavim nogim v'gul v'ois. The same is true if some of the yud of the aleph or the shin or the ayins or the legs of the tuf are not touching the body of the ois. V'tinik l'chokam v'tibish, and a child is not too smart, not too stupid. Makim, he recognizes and identifies them properly. Sha'af al pisha kosta lefneim, even if he continued to write afterwards, yochalas saknam, that you can fix. The kivin that surah ois ois in the ikaris, since it does have the essential appearance of the ois, lekim shum ksalm shal ksin, we don't call that shloka sidrin. The yesh misha army, there's those who say, v'hu adin, tehu adin im chutra de ches lemalo, e negin zelazah, that it's the same thing if you have the roof over the ches, and it's not touching the zions of the ches. Ach ein nikol hehedus, but it's not that clear that it's not touching. You have to look closely. Afal pisha tina kirsh nezayin, even though the child who looks at it might read it as two zions, mutl hadbikam, you can still fix it. Here's the chiddush, because the kid's reading it wrong, and you still say you can fix it. This is an exception to the rule that we ignore the child, and we'll see the ches, because the children are not familiar with cheses like that. It's a funny looking ches, that's why they don't chab. Otherwise, they would know better than the ches. So this is an exception to the rule. Mishnah Berurah sifkan kuf chof aleph, yudin sha'ala alfin, the yud on the aleph uadinim hoya hafsik be'ez oisbem. So the same is true if there was a split in the middle of the letter itself. Sifkan kuf chof be'ez v'tin v'chul, and a child will read it right, perish l'chein. Afilu impidosan nikol hedya, even though we see that it's split, then take it from a yad kishiro oisbem, right away when you see it. If the split isn't that wide, you can see it. You can see it. But lemaisa, it's something small enough the child will read it right. Yachal saknam, you can fix it. Tadlo hifsidi dayna oisik itzirasa, because we don't see the letter lost its essential appearance. Mid the kuro hatinik lois, the child read it right. Ken kosva gonna be kivega, bechidushim, bechivega rises in his kedushim. Udloka pima godna shamachmas, and not like pima godna shamachmas. Vayim ber locha, look in the ber locha. Aval, im ein predosim nikola hedya achmastakaba, if you really can't tell that it's split until you look closely, and circle a house, you don't even have to show a child. And if you did show it to a child, and you didn't read it right, and then you're stuck. Once you ask the child, if he read it wrong, then you're stuck, and now it's no good. And since it's a Sidrin, you can't fix it. So if it's a very, very fine split, you don't have to ask the child.
Shouldn't
no, but he did, and he said, then you got to go with what he said. So we got Kufchav Gimel V'yesh Misha Oimer. Ain't kan chamachlekes. This is not a machlekes. Rachidish din. This is here. There's a chidish when it comes to the ches. So we got Kufchav Dalad the Hedya. If the chut of the ches is not touching, but it's not nikkel the Hedya predasan, but it's not clear that they're separated. Dim haya nikkel hex. If it was clear, has a hefsida ikatsoras. It lost its essential appearance. So here, even if the child reads it wrong, you could fix it. Deina tinek murgul becheskezek, because children are not familiar with this ches. Dafilu hamurcha kitikuni kresh tezayin. It could be if it was hams and kasher, the kid will look at it and say, "Oh, it's two zayins." So therefore, this is an exception to the rule, and we're not going to passel in this case, even if the child reads it wrong.